end of August of 2001 and stayed through the middle of September. So they were there when September 11th happened. And
oh, wow.
So that was interesting.
Wow.
No, not at all. It was, having spent 2 years overseas with the military, knew a good bit about how bases or installations react to increased threats through terrorism or whatever. And I got a phone call about 10:30 on Monday night over there because it's basically a day ahead. Mm-hmm. Or no, I guess it was Tuesday night. So the phone rang, and it was somebody from the base telling me that we'd gone to this elevated threat condition, which was baffling at that point because we had been asleep. We had no idea what was going on. So when I answered the phone, the lady told me, okay, great, hung up, and Michelle said, well, what's that? I said, well, we're at ThreatCon Delta, which is the highest alert level. Then she was in shock at what was going on. Then another buddy of mine called me from Okinawa, where the battalion was, and said, turn on the TV, and basically explained it. And then after that, the phone started ringing about every half an hour, who the base wanting us to go do, set up barricades or whatever. It was pretty amazing. They had big guns pointing out the front gate very quick. Mm-hmm. So it was very interesting.
How was it coming back to the States? Did you talk a lot to your family?
It was kind of, you know, the whole thing was kind of surreal to use it's not the right word to use, but it was kind of strange, strange feeling because, you know, we weren't connected as being in the United States and seeing the reaction of, you know, fellow Americans. We were overseas, and it was pretty strange. It was pretty strange. Scary, but strange. So,
and coming back into the States?
I didn't come back until the middle of December. Mm-hmm. So things had pretty well calmed down. Michelle, she said she made it back pretty easily. She flew back, I guess, about 4 days after it happened. 4 or 5 days.
Strange time to be on
plane. Yeah, very strange. But you got to figure at that point security was going to be its highest. So
right.
You would hope. But when they came to visit, it was a lot of fun. We climbed Mount Fuji.
Oh.
Excuse me. Well, we climbed halfway up Mount Fuji because that's a complete kick in the pants. You go from 5,000 feet to 13,500 feet. And it's not like Stone Mountain where you're walking up granite. I mean, you're walking up volcanic ash and rock. And it was fun, though. It was fun. We got halfway up. I had just done it 2 weeks earlier. The folks from that I was responsible for, the Yokosuka detachment and the Atsugi detachment all went up together. So we had 80-some-odd CBs climbing Mount Fuji on the same day, the whole way. That was a 7-hour ordeal.
Is it cold?
It got pretty chilly up top.
What do you have to wear?
I mean, you start out pretty thin because you're working hard, but as you go up, just sweatpants and a sweatshirt. So.
What does the weather get like when you get up to the top?
It started out nice, but the weather turns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get up into the clouds and it gets damp, and it almost feels like it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get into any of the houses out in town, just the housing that was on base. They had the Yokosuka Naval Station. It was really about a mile by a mile is all it was. But they had 25,000 people that lived and worked on that base. So as you can imagine, everything goes up instead of out. Not to mention that it's a huge base in the sense that, you know, they've got 6 or 7 dry docks, and then all the, you know, docks for all the ships that are home ported there, and the whole 9 yards.
Wow.
So it's pretty